Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Marathon Petroleum's Kenai Refinery is supporting the local racing community and a young driver who is tearing up the tracks. The refinery sponsored Stichel Racing amateur driver, 17-year-old Madeline Maddie Stichel from Nikiski for the 2021 season. The team finished the season on top with first place wins in sprint car and B-stock night races at Twin City Raceway. Stichel spoke with KSRM saying,
"Marathon was definitely a huge, big thing for me. I was so excited, very stoked. When my dad was like, here, let's email them, I was shaking a little bit. I was like, oh, I'm nervous. They're probably just going to say no. Because when I was a kid, I actually went to the track and I would see marathons everywhere. So my dad was like, oh, they'll sponsor you. I was like, really? I was like, are you sure? Like, I've seen them on big cars. And all of a sudden they responded back and I was just like, no way. I was shook. I was just amazed. And I was very honored. No, it was great.
For the new season, Stichel will be talking to her sponsors as well as getting her cars ready and possibly getting new sponsors. She's been behind the wheel of a race car since the age of 13. The high school senior who's preparing to graduate with honors is hoping to become a professional race car driver someday. In talking about the racing season, Stichel says,
at Twin City, it usually starts at the beginning of June and ends the beginning of September. It's really fun. We have a great time. Everyone comes down. For ARP up in Palmer, it starts to the end of May and ends early September as well, and it's pretty fun. They get super excited. Nice days. Pretty good.
Stichel said that her dream is to make it to the world of outlaws and pursue sprint cars. Keep up with the latest happenings from Stichel Racing by following them on social media. Alaska's population increased by 932 people, or 0.1% from April 2020 to July 2021. And those stats are based on population estimates released Thursday by the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. And this was the first increase since 2016. From 2010 to 2020, the population increased 0.32%. Across the Kenai Peninsula Borough, the population increased by 158 people, or 0.21% from 2020 to 2021. While the population from 2010 to 2020 increased by just over 3,300 people, or 0.60%. Despite slight overall growth, net migration, in migrants minus out migrants, accounted for a loss of 4,398 people. Alaska has lost more movers than it gained each year since 2013, but losses slowed during the pandemic as fewer people moved nationwide. Alaska's under 18 and 18 to 64-year-old populations each declined a percentage point, and the 65 and older group grew 6%. The state's highest median age was 49 in the Hunan-Angoon census area. The Kusilovac census area was the youngest at 24.2. Meanwhile, the Kenai Peninsula boroughs was 42.1. 21 of the state's 30 boroughs and census areas lost population over the period. Fairbanks grew the most, gaining 1,860 people, followed by the Mat-Su borough, 1,724, but Anchorage lost the most at 1,550 people. Complete estimates for the states, boroughs, census areas, cities, and census-designated places are available at RadioKenai.com. Also available are estimates for census tracts, school districts, and Alaska Native Regional Corporations, and estimates by age and sex for each borough and census area, as well as for places with populations of 1,000 or more. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.